Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Singapore supports the IAEA's critical role in safeguards verification. The agency's safeguards verification regime is essential for building confidence among states and promoting non-proliferation. We call on all states' parties which have not yet done so to conclude comprehensive safeguards agreements and the additional protocol with the IAEA as soon as possible. Mr. Chairman, Singapore fully supports the IAEA's verification and monitoring work in Iran under UNSC Resolution 2231. The IAEA's continued work is key to the success of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action in verifying that Iran has been implementing its nuclear-related commitments. We also welcome the agency's efforts to enhance its readiness to resume safeguards verification in the DPRK, including through the formation of a DPRK team within the Department of Safeguards in August 2017. Mr. Chairman, the proliferation of nuclear technology, materials, and dual-use items for illicit purposes is of great concern in today's highly connected and complex world. While Singapore faces unique challenges as a major transshipment hub, we take our counter-proliferation obligations seriously and implement the relevant UNSC resolutions fully. We have a robust export regime control regime that is regularly updated to be in line with the four main multilateral export control regimes, namely the Australia Group, the Missile Technology Control Regime, the Nuclear Suppliers Group, and Vasana Arrangement. Singapore also actively participates in multilateral and regional non-proliferation initiatives, including the ASEAN Regional Forum on Non-Proliferation and Disarmament, the Proliferation Security Initiative, or PSI, and other senior-level talks on non-proliferation in Asia. However, a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. We therefore urge all parties to play their part and institute effective export controls. Mr. Chairman, Singapore also supports international conventions to prevent the spread of nuclear technology for non-peaceful purposes and nuclear terrorism. Last year, Singapore ratified the International Convention on the Suppression of Acts Against Nuclear Terrorism, or ICSENT. Singapore is also party to the amended Convention on the Physical Protection of Nuclear Material, or the amended CPPNM. These conventions are complementary and serve to buttress the global non-proliferation regime. We support the universalization of these conventions and encourage states that have not already done so to become party to them. Mr. Chairman, Singapore supports the establishment of nuclear weapons-free zones, which are concrete contributions to global nuclear non-proliferation and disarmament. We are party to the Southeast Asia Nuclear Weapon-Free Zone Treaty, or SHONFEST Treaty, which entered into force in 1997. We are committed to keeping our zone free of nuclear weapons and look forward to the ratification of the SHONFEST Treaty Protocol by the nuclear weapon states without reservations as soon as possible. Finally, Mr. Chairman, we reiterate our regret on the failure to convene the conference on the establishment of the Middle East Zone Free of Nuclear Weapons and Other Weapons of Mass Destruction, as mandated by the 2010 MPT Review Conference. We urge the relevant parties to work together in good faith to break this stalemate. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.